Okay. That gas station back there had the variety packs of the White Claw, which I think like those are the ones that have gotten a little harder to find. I don't know. Is it only sold by the case? It might only be sold by the case. I feel like I've only seen it in cases because they're like these Red Bull size cans, you know? All right. This is don't know how to say I ain't the hard man work. Attention we pay is always a man learning. What the hell's happening? No man perfect. But God in my head.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. The ghost of Nate Dogg is ordering me around. Lighter through this dead zone, but I don't know. We're getting into it. Guy's fucking fake Jack Black is. Well, I was gonna say it was terror, but maybe it's actually pretty good.
When all of a sudden, they're shot in the middle of the road. And he's there.
And maybe that's what sucks about it.
The best song in the world around each yourself.
Never mind, dude sucks.
Thank you.
the number two. That awkward moment when I walk into the room and I realize I'm the only bad bitch. Move. They be saying I'm a boss bitch. I'm a boss bitch. I'm a boss bitch. Boss bitch. They be hating. I'm like, nah, bitch. I'm like, nah, boss bitch. Boss bitch. They be hating. I'm like, nah, bitch. I'm like, nah, bitch. I'm like, nah, bitch. Nah, bitch. I'm a train wreck. Hot mess. No stress. Rockin' Louis Vuitton. Bitch, you wear a pay mask. I'm a 10. You're barely a 4. The filet mignon you will never afford.
Be the worst line in this whole song. A song full of fucking bad rhymes.
Matrix. I'm gonna top, then I'm stealing your guap, then I'm fucking a bitch like my nigga The Rock.
SpongeBob rule 34 hit 20k, so I'm gonna nut in your girl's mouth every day. Got my dad on the song, rap about that gay shit. Got no pants, slide a band, slide up in her base. Oh, look at that shit, it'll hurt. Seeing Patrick with a willy made me wanna pull a curb. Seeing Sandy and Sandy made me wanna fucking die. Seeing
this song is somehow worse than the last one.
I love you, dad.
Brother
and
daughter. Thought you was a starter. Wasn't really mine, no. Could it be a crime? Yeah. Wasted all my time. Yeah. Just a fishing line.
SpongeBob, rule 34. Passing out, I'll be shitting on the floor. SpongeBob, rule 34. Passing out, I'll be shitting on the floor.
PP look like plankton. Sandy cheeks, I'm clapping. Abuser cheeks, I'm spanking. Grab my nuts, Michael Jackson. Bitch, I ate.
I like how every verse is on like a different microphone, so you can tell that none of these people actually know each other.
Don't regret your past. You can stop being part of a mistake. Starting
stay away from the chains, you are not a slave. Will you range away? You think limitations break, sitting lame if you ask me. Feeling kind of feisty, wanna cut the neck, so I'm heading to the racy. Just put down, I'm aiming for the ground. Manipulating the sound, I don't have to shoot around to be victorious. A war pacifist, take another blast from us. Revolution engaged, pick the time and the date. The evolution and change. Now sit back and think. Organize a plan based on your words and beliefs. Yeah, don't go against your code. Listen to your heart, so in the moment you will glow. And when you have to pull the heat, empty out the clip if it's the barrel that they see. The enemy, no one gets along. In the...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's mean. He's mean. And he's green. And he sounds good. Yeah! Frog!
Wrestling themes these days sound like they were downloaded off of a royalty-free site. you'll skip this track, but you know, I love hip hop music. What am I, you know, what am I supposed to do?
Here we go.
I'm ahead.
Another crazy story. Come on, he said. I was hanging at the court, just playing some bar, working on my game.
Yeah, we heard it all.
I heard the fan screaming. I thought it was for me, but then I saw a shadow. It was 12-3. It was Shaquille O'Neal. What? What did he say?
About some 1-on-1. You wanna play?
I told him why not. I got some time, but when I beat you real bad, try not to cry.
Please, Aaron, are you for real? 1-on-1, Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, 34 center from the LA Lakers.
You must have been nervous.
Take him, stare the Shaq, psych him out. Said O'Neal, you're in my house now. Start the game, the whistle blows. Pay attention close as the story goes. It's like boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam,
slam.
I heard the crowd screaming, I'm jail,
jail.
Swear that I'm telling you the facts, cause that's how I beat Shaq.
Boom, boom.
I put it in the hoop like slam,
slam.
I heard the crowd screaming, I'm jail,
jail.
It's just the sound of someone who listened to that I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson song that Will Smith did. And then said, oh, we could do that. Peter Gunn's verses on this are any good or not. I bet not. But now we're in too deep, and now I have to know.
down till I found you. I'm trying to be around you. I'm still coming up, chasing the fame and wealth. I can spoil you with time. You got everything
I'm
else.
I'm still new York to the heart, yeah. But got love for all. When I first saw this girl, dog, I wanted to fall. Me and her was so stunning that my vibe was tense. And I was wishing every day that I was dressed like Prince. Then I came across my man, RJ Parlan. Six, with Tatiana Ali playing. I heard Silly Dan Black Howl and went wild. Yo, tell me how can I get down? That's when they threw me on a red eye to L.A. I heard in my catch a piece back and hit Shaq on his L.A. Courtside seat so close that we could touch Tatiana. Lord, be the one like that.
Vamos a darle como le gusta a las mujeres. Machucadito, mami, machucadito.
Go on.
Yo traigo ritmo nuevo,
yeah. Oh, shit.
Even if you had on my sneakers like Bauer and like Mike, like got it, nigga, watch me be disgusting. I'ma do them dirty like a wing worm. Why they be talking like they might not be so nothing? I'm at a guest car, royalty, like New McKee. Told to be careful, my peanut gel, I'm limousine. And I don't wanna hit pussy, it didn't smell like Hennessy. Star Wars Confederate rifle shoot like Ray Beam. Watch me spin around 360 quick scope or something.
about websites, about using websites.
Got some extra Easter eggs, but you gotta find them.
Or just sit back, rock into the jam's limousine.
While watching poorly drawn comics.
About logging into AmericanExpress.com. You know?
Except for pronunciation.
He does a great job. Lots of people get whatever they can. No matter how random a bub's concession stand.
Watching this site is more productive for us.
But feel like strong sad talking to a wall. It's a nice day, I can decide to go out.
And hear ukulele and a tofu luau.
Basic application and choice of paints.
Okay.
Paint is a medium that both protects and enhances lumber and a variety of other surfaces.
That lumber.
The woodworker or home handy person will eventually be painting something, whether it's part of the home or a lovingly created project. The choice of paint will depend a lot on the project that requires painting. Is it to be for indoor or outdoor use?
That's a great
will
question.
It come in for lots of wear and tear?
Yeah.
These questions must be settled before the choice can be made. Paint has three elements: pigment, binder, and a base. The pigment is the color, without which the paint would simply be clear.
Oh.
The binder stops the paint from separating and helps it to adhere to the surface. It contains resin in various amounts. The highest resin content makes the most durable paint. The base is what classifies paint as water or solvent soluble. For example, a water-based paint can be cleaned up with water, or an oil-based paint, which needs a solvent for cleanup. The item to be painted must be clean and free of loose dust and dirt. It needs to be sanded smooth before painting and sometimes in between coats. A primer will help increase the durability of the paint and reduce absorbency. Sometimes the undercoat is mixed with a primer to save you time and effort. Water-based or latex paints are popular due to the ease of application and fast drying time. You can get several coats on in one day.
Oh, great.
Some surfaces cannot be painted with water-based paints. Wallpaper will peel, while bare wood will swell due to the water content. Metal surfaces will rust, and the rust will show through the paint. Water-based paint will go over flat-finished oil-based paints, but not high gloss.
But
oil paints usually need 24 hours or more of drying time between coats. Good quality oil-based paints are more durable than the water-based ones, especially for exterior use. Both come in many grades of gloss, the highest gloss being used for high traffic areas as it is easier to clean. Flat or low gloss paints are used for ceilings, while walls are often painted with semi-gloss or satin. If you don't want your painted surface to look streaky and have the odd bristle stuck to the paint, use a good quality paintbrush. Many so-called handyman paintbrushes are poor quality, even though the price tag says otherwise. A good job cannot be done with a poor quality brush. Some projects are painted with a rag or sponge to achieve special effect.
That's like someone read a spam article out loud. Guys, traffic is bad in a different spot here, and I gotta...
See people.
Yeah.
Come on and check it now. I got the mic in my hand, I watch Wreck It Now.
You tell me it's gonna take 41 fucking minutes for me to get from here to work? Like almost the Golden Gate Bridge.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Cause I'm joy.
titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Bitching
about Obama and his American dream. Beer after beer and shot after shot. The more I put down, the better the things got. See, life is real simple when you think about it. Men need a few things, can't live without it. It's titties and beer, yeah, we got that covered. Thank the good Lord, go sing for it, brothers.
Titties and beer.
Konami logo on screen. Great.
Thanks, Dan.
Great.
Everybody loves Frogger. That's why, together with Q Games, Konami could not be more excited to bring our title to Apple Arcade, Frogger and Toy Town.
So this is like a Crossy Road ripoff, like 3 years too late or something?
In the bathroom, and Frogger has to rescue some of his froglet friends. Like classic Frogger, there are many obstacles in the way. However, now
I heard this was coming. I didn't know Q Games was doing it, but I knew that Konami was doing a Frogger game for Apple Arcade.
All those were collecting jelly beans. That is a fun and important part of gameplay. But I'll tell you more about that here in a little while.
Oh, yeah. We have a long Frogger demo.
So the physics are incredible. See how the blocks bob up and down in real time when you jump on them?
Whoa.
And look, we rescued another Frogger. You will have dozens of different outfits that you can put your Frogger in. Today, we have picked this adorable bathing suit. Isn't he cute? Whoa, what is that? Is that a giant baby wearing sunglasses? He is making a mess. Let's try to go around him. Now, you remember those jelly beans from earlier? Well, when you collect 100, you unlock Super Frogger.
Shit.
All right, enough of that. We got the last
one. Enough of that Super Frogger.
And we did it. Great job. Frogger and Toy Town will be available at launch, and we cannot wait for you to play with your friends and family exclusively on Apple Arcade. Thank you.
Thanks, Benjamin. Frogger looks adorable. Next up is legendary game studio Capcom. Their new game brings console-quality graphics and gameplay to a whole new audience. To tell you more, please welcome Capcom producer Peter Fabiano.
Thanks, man. With Shinsekai Into the Depths, we set out to create a beautiful yet treacherous underwater world.
Is this what happened to Deep Down?
You have no choice but to search the ocean below. This is humanity's last survivor. You'll notice gauges at the top that indicate air, health, and depth. You'll need to be thoughtful and careful as you traverse the new world. You can use thrusters to navigate or get to safety. While searching for resources, our explorer encounters a terrifying creature, which is why it's ever important that you maintain your oxygen levels. Lucky for us, our little drone is here to help us out.
Oh, good.
We crafted every detail of the world to make it feel authentic and immersive. In fact, we recorded music and sound effects underwater. Let's give it a listen.
It's like someone playing a YouTube video at 25% speed. I'm into it.
Shinsekai's controls are simple, yet mastering shooting while thrusting will challenge even the most seasoned gamer. The underwater physics and the creature's unpredictable attacks make battle both challenging and a blast. You'll have to find out what happens next by playing Shinsekai Into the Depths. We're bringing our brand of game design to a new, wider, global audience, both at home and on mobile. Available only on Apple Arcade. Thank you.
Wow, thanks, Peter. That was beautiful. Our last demo is from Annapurna Interactive, known for innovative games that break the mold. Their next game is truly one of a kind. To tell you more, please welcome Annapurna Interactive producer, Kelsey Hansen.
Thanks, Sam. We are teaming up with Simogo to bring their creative, ambitious new game to Apple Arcade. Sayonara Wild Hearts is a fast-paced, neon, pop music dreamscape video. Let's jump in.
This is not exclusive to Apple Arcade.
Play
I played this on a Switch a while ago, and I think it just got rated for PS4 also.
In this level, our heroine is chasing after the
This is cool, though. This is a cool game.
You'll seamlessly transition back and forth between rhythm-based tapping and high-speed racing. You as a player will never actually be moving the camera, but playing as a perspective automatically changes.
Introducing over 100 new games to our launch catalog in the weeks ahead. So how much does unlimited access to all these amazing games cost?
I think they announced that already, didn't they?
Just $4.99 a month for the whole family. And we're launching with a 1 month free trial.
We'll also clap for that.
We hope you have a blast playing all the incredible games on Apple Arcade. Thanks, and back to you, Tim.
Thank you, Anne. Apple Arcade is a gaming service unlike any other out there. We can't wait to start playing when it launches later this month. Next up, let's talk about Apple TV Plus.
Woo! Yeah, television! We love it!
Our mission for Apple TV Plus is to bring you the best original stories from the most creative minds in television. Stories that
I feel like I heard a lot of devs, well, not maybe not a lot, but I heard definitely some sentiment.
Stories to believe in, stories with
that the terms for Apple Arcade
summer,
were terrible.
We released three trailers for a few of our premiere originals, like For All Mankind, an innovative reimagination of the space race, and Dickinson, starring Haley Steinfeld, a coming-of-age story about Emily Dickinson told in a completely modern way, and The Morning Show, with its blockbuster cast starring Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, and Jennifer Aniston in her first TV series since Friends. The reaction to these trailers has been incredible. They've been viewed over 100 million times.
Wow, that's a lot of times.
In fact, the trailer for The Morning Show is one of the most watched trailers for any new television show ever. This is incredible. And the new issue of Entertainment Weekly calls The Morning Show fall's most anticipated series. This morning, I want to share with you one of the most imaginative, thrilling, and thought-provoking dramas ever. C-Star's Jason Momoa, and it takes place hundreds of years into the future in a world without sight. We worked with blind and low vision cast, crew, and consultants who provided the detail and the authenticity for how this world should be defined. Today, I am so excited.
That's it. He's excited. End of broadcast. Thanks for coming.
Change an entire world.
hope that you're going to get a sense of why I love that show, and I think that you will too. Now, these are just a few of the exclusive originals from the exciting Apple TV Plus lineup. With Apple TV Plus, you'll get access to these and so many more, the best movies, comedies, dramas, and kids shows. Now, I know that some of you have been wondering, when will Apple TV Plus be available and how much will it cost? Well, today,
we're
excited to tell you that the first shows will be available on November 1st and we'll be, thank you, and we'll be adding more Apple originals every month. And Apple TV Plus will be available in over 100 countries at launch. And it is just $4.99 per month for your whole family. That's all of these incredible shows for the price of a single movie rental. This is crazy. We are so excited about Apple TV Plus that we wanted to do something really special. And so starting today, when you buy an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, or an Apple TV, you'll get 1 year of Apple TV Plus included for free. Wait for you to start watching Apple TV Plus on November 1st in the Apple TV app across all of your screens. That's Apple TV Plus. Now let's turn our attention to iPad.
Tablets!
When we created iPad, we set out to design something truly unique. A product that you could take with you everywhere and that is so fun and so easy to use.
No one's ever done that.
And now, with hundreds and hundreds of millions of iPads out in the world, iPad is transforming the way we create, learn, work, and play. This has been a huge year for iPad. We've revamped our entire lineup, starting with the new iPad Mini all the way up to the powerful iPad Pros. And we pushed what people could do with iPad further than ever before with the introduction of iPadOS. iPadOS is an advanced operating system with a new name to recognize the distinctive experience of iPad. Of course, iPadOS builds on the same foundation as iOS, but adds powerful new capabilities and intuitive features that are specific to the large display and versatility of the iPad. iPad's unique integration of hardware software with over 1 million apps that are specifically designed to take advantage of the large canvas, provide an experience that you won't find on any other device out there. We have never been more excited about the future of iPad. And to tell you about the newest iPad, I'd like to invite Jaws to the stage. Jaws.
Fuck.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
We're incredibly
That's not
excited
Jaws.
About iPadOS and our entire iPad lineup. But today I want to talk to you about our most popular iPad. The 9.7-inch delivers so much versatility at such an affordable price. And it brings more new users to our iPad than any other model. In fact, for nearly 60% of these users, this is their very first iPad. And we're about to make this iPad a whole lot better, because we're replacing the 6th generation iPad with this, the new 7th generation iPad. This is a big upgrade with some great new features, and it's designed to make the most out of iPadOS. Of course, the iPad is a magical piece of glass. It can become almost anything we want it to be. So
what?
The display is so important to the iPad experience, and we're making it.
It's some kind of smart
This
glass.
iPad has a new, larger, 10.2-inch Retina display. And it has nearly 3.5 million pixels, When you compare it to this, the top-selling PC laptop in the U.S. for the first half this year, I know. This display has more than three times the number of pixels, plus greater brightness, and a much wider viewing angle, so your content always looks amazing. Under the hood of this iPad is the A10 Fusion chip. So that means that this iPad is up to two times faster than that top-selling PC.
Yeah, but that PC is a PC. It can do fucking...
And for the very first time, our new...
I can install whatever I want on it. It's pretty good.
Smart connector. So you can...
I mean, I don't know if that PC in particular is great, but... Fuck, come on.
...keyboard, which delivers a great typing experience in a thin and light...
These are ridiculous comparisons.
...with a protective cover. And we're especially excited that this iPad was engineered to take full advantage of iPadOS. iPadOS is packed with an enormous breadth of new features designed for iPad's unique capabilities, including the redesigned home screen. Powerful new ways to work with multiple apps, deeper integration with Apple Pencil, desktop-class browsing with Safari, and so much more. iPadOS truly expands what you can do with this iPad, so let's take it for a quick spin. First, let's talk about multitasking. With iPadOS, it's never been easier to get to your favorite apps. You can quickly switch between multiple apps and slide over, or fan them out to pick the one you want.
Yeah, clap for that.
Or you can swipe along the bottom to get between multiple spaces. You can even use the same app, like Notes, across multiple spaces and paired with different apps. It's perfect for working on multiple projects.
I just, you know, Safari, I just have Mixlr open, and that's pretty much it. iPad.
So now you can create a website in Squarespace or edit your documents in Google Docs right in Safari.
Hang on.
And with a simple pinch on the soft keyboard, a new floating keyboard appears. Gives you more room for your content and a great one-handed typing experience is awesome. iPadOS enables new workflows on iPad. So now you can even connect your SD card or your thumb drive to quickly browse your photos and videos right in the Files app. And you have a whole new video editing experience with powerful new tools in the new Enhanced Photos app. You can add filters and effects. You can even crop and rotate your video.
What?
And there's some great new ways to use Apple Pencil. Simply swipe up from the bottom corner to capture a screenshot, or choose the new full page option to create a PDF of a full web page or your document. And from there, you can mark it up with your notes and share it all without ever...
I work on the internet for a living, and none of this stuff has ever sounded useful or good.
Including our awesome new services.
Like, I just need to mark up a web page and send it to somebody.
But now it's even better.
If anyone ever sent me, like, a fucking... just an iPad image that had their fucking handwriting scribbled on a web page, like, try to do this. What do you think about this? I would fucking delete it.
You've seemed to like it.
And say, come fucking see me, asshole.
1 year of Apple TV Plus included for free. We think the combination of iPadOS, our new service offerings, this new iPad hardware is simply incredible. So this is the new 7th generation iPad, 10.2-inch Retina display, support for Apple Pencil and a full-size smart keyboard, and as you would expect, great cameras, sensors, and ultra-fast wireless, all packed into a thin and light design that's durable and weighs about a pound. And for the very first time, our enclosure is made from 100% recycled aluminum. We're really proud that we can continue to expand our environmental achievements for this, our most popular iPad. We're also proud that with all these enhancements, this new iPad will start at just $329. And when you think about all the things this iPad can do, we can't think of another device that delivers this much value. And for our education customers, it's even more affordable at $299. And you can, well, there you go.
All right, yeah, okay, don't fight for that, I guess.
Today, and it will start shipping at the end of the month. It really has been a big year for iPad. This new iPad joins the new iPad Mini, iPad Air, and iPad Pros, all taken further than ever before with iPadOS. So that's the news for iPad. Now back to Tim.
Woo!
Thanks, Jaws. This new iPad will enable so many
Thanks, Jaws.
The power and versatility of iPad. Now, next up, let's talk about Apple Watch. Apple Watch puts groundbreaking health, fitness, and communications capabilities onto the wrist of millions and millions of people. Today, Apple Watch is everywhere, and it's making a difference in so many ways all over the world. We hear firsthand every day about the truly personal and profound impacts that the Apple Watch is having on people's lives.
I did not wear my Apple Watch for the 6 weeks that I was not working, and I did not miss it once. I don't necessarily think it's a bad device, but...
Dear Mr. Cook.
Dear Apple.
Dear Tim.
To tcook at apple.com. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to meet you. Okay, hello.
So, the run began as usual.
I was 32 weeks pregnant, getting ready to go to bed.
The next morning, I'd have notifications on my watch and my phone saying,
your heart rate is elevated. And I was like, huh.
Huh, that's strange.
And I run my EKG, and it says 220 beats. And I'm like, something's not right. I told my husband, like, we need to go. He's like, well, I'm in the middle of cutting grass. I'm like, we need to go.
And then suddenly, I woke up to EMTs.
Oh, this is my husband, Kyle. He's going out to cut the grass.
When I fell, it automatically called 911, and then it calls my wife. When I think about what happened, and what could have happened.
Once we got to the hospital, they realized it was some sort of infection. My heart rate was spiking, and it was causing the baby's heart rate to get lower and lower. So, emergency C-section. And she was born.
Had I not had surgery, it estimated that I would have had a heart attack within less than 12 months.
I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, I have goosebumps. I don't know if you can see them through, like, the camera. It's crazy.
It's not something you think of your watch.
Ugh.
Saving your life.
Can you wave hi?
In the past, I didn't prioritize taking care of myself.
Yeah, so these are probably one of the largest pairs of pants I have. I'm standing in one of the legs of them.
But now I've gained the ability to be active.
That is one of my favorite, like, weight loss tropes of
the computer on my wrist,
like,
it was time
dude
to feel
standing
right.
In yeah, enormous wait, pants.
Like, this little reminder going, okay, you can do a little better today.
When I'd see the little rings of, like, get your moves in today, sometimes it used to be like, mind your business, Apple Watch. But then it's like, you know what? I do need to get my move in.
I like the idea of achievements that you get for every small thing done.
It has, I just reminded me I should stand up, by the way.
这个数据就是那种无形的力量，就是在后面push的那种感觉。I'm
the blur.
He's the blur. Yeah, that's his nickname, is the blur. Harrison is on the autism spectrum, and he's on the cross country and track teams here at the school. He was having some issues with anxiety and crowd noise.
The sound of the cheering just throws me off.
So, I paired up my watch with my headphones, and the music helps me focus.
When he started running with music playing, it was like seeing a different athlete. This moment of triumph, goosebumps, and tears, and it was cinematic.
Apple needs to know this happened. What you did in your brainstorming sessions came to life and helped save mine.
Dear Tim.
Dear Apple.
Dear Mr. Cook.
I just had to tell my story.
I will be forever grateful.
I had no idea that one day it would save my life.
What I want to say is thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See the difference that the Apple Watch is making. Hearing these stories really make my heart sing. And these are just a few of the amazing stories that I get every day. Now, in addition to helping individuals, Apple Watch is having an impact on another important area that affects all of us,
and that is health research. We're excited about how Apple Watch can make a tremendous difference in this area, and to tell you more about it, I'd like to invite Sumble to the stage. Sumble.
Thanks, Jim. What makes the amazing stories you just saw even possible are the incredible capabilities built into Apple Watch, each one requiring extensive development and research. This deep focus on science is the foundation of many of our product features, especially the ones focused on health. For example, the irregular heart rhythm notification was developed from using the data from the largest study ever focused on atrial fibrillation. Over 400,000 people participated in the Apple Heart Study, and this showed for the first time that a smartwatch could help in the early detection of AFib. It transformed how we look at cardiovascular science. We were so encouraged that today we are announcing three new health research studies, starting with the Apple Hearing Study. Since Apple Watch is on you all the time and can now measure sound levels in your environment, this study will analyze how your daily sound exposure impacts your long-term hearing health. For this study, we're working with the experts at the University of Michigan and the World Health Organization. For our second study, we're using the new cycle tracking feature that we introduced in June. The Apple Women's Health Study focuses on an area that hasn't received much attention in many years. It'll look at how menstrual cycles can inform the screening for important conditions like infertility and osteoporosis. For this novel study, we're partnering with the Harvard School of Public Health and the NIH. Finally, the Apple Heart and Movement Study will look at how metrics from Apple Watch can serve as early warning signs and help create innovative interventions to improve overall health. For this study, we're so excited to be partnering with the American Heart Association and the cardiovascular experts at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. If you would like to participate in this research and make a contribution to potential medical discoveries, you can enroll using the new Apple Research app, where you can enroll, perform tasks, and view your data. Of course, you decide what data you want to share and with whom. Apple cannot access any information that directly identifies you. The new Apple Research app will be available in the US later this year. Now, back to Tim.
Thank you, Sumble. We're really excited about the impact the research app can. It gives us, all of us, an amazing opportunity to participate in health research that could lead to innovations to improve our health and the health of future generations. So I hope that you check it out. Since the beginning, innovation has been the core of the Apple Watch. Innovations that really matter to people, from the life-changing to the potentially life-saving. Many of these technologies were barely imaginable just a few years ago. Apple Watch has become the most advanced and most loved smartwatch in the world. And to tell you all about what's next with the Apple Watch, I'd like to invite up Stan Ng. Stan.
Thanks, Tim. We want to make Apple Watch even better for all the things you do and places you go. And so today, I'm so excited to share with you the next generation of Apple Watch.
There's something in the way you make me.
Have yourself a Tuesday. Try to make it a good one. I don't know. Who am I to say?